You're listening to Charlottesville's Podcasting Network. I'm Dan Gould. Each spring and fall, the Senior Center in Charlottesville's Encore Players takes to the stage to perform a series of one-act plays. This spring, the group presented a series of five plays. Talk shows find a new twist in Rhyme Time. The play was directed by Betty Hales and introduced by Gene Newland and Pat Cook. The performance took place on Wednesday, May 22, 2013, as a part of the Encore Players Spring 2013 performance. This is the fourth of a five-part CPN Monday series. Our podcast is entitled The Encore Players, Rhyme Time. Here's Gene Newland.
Our next piece is based on a morning talk show format. You know, like the ABC morning show. It's got an unusual twist, though. There is a bickering news team, an exciting trial covered by remote broadcast, a weather report, and a surprising announcement after the trial. But remember, I said there's an unusual twist.
If you think crime in the streets and rampant litigation began only in the 20th century, think again. Remember those nursery rhymes characters we read about when we were little kids? Well, they were a pretty rowdy bunch. Yes, you will hear some familiar names as we look in on a news broadcast back in a place we all remember, the land of Mother Goose. In our skit entitled Rhyme Time.
Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Peter.
Morning, Baba.
Hi, Peter. Hi, Diane.
Hi, Baba. Well, there's crime in the news this week. Our top story today is the loss of a herd of sheep belonging to a local woman.
What's Miss Peep's first name, Diane?
It's Little Bo.
Strange name.
You're a fine one to talk. A name like Pumpkin Eater.
Please, we're on the air, Miss Muffet.
Little Bo Peep, you sit here weeping. Your sheep were swiped while you were sleeping.
Shh, be quiet, Baba. We're on the air.
When they catch the guilty guy, I hope they poke him in the eye. When they catch the guilty mutt, I hope they kick him right in the butt.
Now that is enough.
Bah! What a crab. Bah, 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 bah.
Now, back to business. The trial of the accused thief of the sheep is now in progress down at the courthouse. To bring you the news right as it happens, we switch now to remote broadcast and our roving reporter, Lucy Luckett. Come in, Lou. So how's the trial going? What's happening?
You know, just a lot of talk. Questions, answers, answers, questions, that sort of thing.
Well, thank you, Lou, for that exciting description. Now, would you mind telling us something about the man who's on trial?
Well, I don't know much about him. Never met him, actually. The fellow's name is Tom something.
Diane, I think his name is Piper.
I went to school with a Peter Piper, who later had a pickled pepper business. Oh my, wonder if he's any relation.
That's Tom's dad, I believe.
Tom, so he's Tom, the Piper son?
That's right.
Hey, you two, remember me? We're on the air here.
Oh, sorry. So what's happening down there?
Well, Tom entered a plea of not guilty, and the trial is well underway.
Who's his lawyer?
He doesn't have one. He's defending himself. Nobody will take his case because he said he can't pay a lawyer until he sells a herd of sheep.
Oh, who's the attorney for Miss Peep?
A Mr. Man. Full name, Crooked Man.
Is that the same Crooked Man who found a crooked sixpence beside us, Crooked Style?
Well, yes. But he claims he didn't know it was crooked. He said it must have been planted there. He says he was framed.
A likely story. Say, Peter, isn't that the same lawyer your wife hired when she filed charges about that little domestic problem you had?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Sure you do. That time you put her in a pumpkin shell?
Diane, please, we're on the air.
Why did you do that, Peter?
None of your business.
You make him furious when you're so curious.
Shut up, Baba.
Okay, you guys. Could you discuss this some other time? I'm waiting here. Do you mind if we get on with the broadcast?
Oh, sorry. Yes. So what's developing in the courtroom?
Well, Miss Peep's attorney presents a very aggressive case.
Well, we'll have to get back to you later, Lou.
Now for the weather report. We're going to go out there to the field with patty cake. Patty cake, what's it going to be?
Well, it's going to be a little bit of everything. We're expecting a lot of rain from the east and the west and the north and the south. And by mid-morning, it will be cleared up. And by noon, it should be unbearably hot and humid. We're expecting about 100, 101. Now, for the afternoon, we've got some possible dust storms from out in Banbury, and Banbury Cross, that is, and they could be severe. The sky could go completely black about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, we also have this swarm of locusts that heading our way from London, but we figure that the dust will kill a lot of them, and the rest will probably get blown away or drown in the tropical storm that's heading our way from the coast. And that will be Tropical Storm Simple Simon. And that storm's going to be here about 10 o'clock, and it will bring a lot of rain with it. And it's going to be wet and cloudy and miserable, and it's going to rain for several days. So get out those raincoats. Back to you, Peter.
Well, you heard it, folks. Rain. You know, Patty Cake has to get up every morning about 4:30 to give these weather reports. Sometimes we'll be driving to the studio and we'll look out there in the field and see her standing there in God only knows what kind of weather.
Well, I've seen her up to her neck in snow before.
Remember that time she spotted the water spout over King Cole's pond?
Sure, it picked her up and dropped her in the parlor where the queen was eating honey and bread.
And she still got her report out on time.
She did. Oh my, look at the time. We have to run a commercial now. Take it away, Bubba.
Well, actually, this isn't a commercial. It's a public service announcement.
A service to whom?
To all our listeners, Bubba.
Listeners to our station?
Yes.
Both of them?
Well,
at least one of them. Her name is Mother Hubbard, and she wants us to announce that her dog is missing.
He disappeared, apparently, because her cupboard was bare.
What's his name?
Frappaloni.
Strange name.
Not as strange as Peter Pumpkin Eater.
Oh, my heavens, quick. Switch back to Lou. Hello, Lou, are you there?
Well, congratulations, outstanding news team. You managed to miss all the excitement.
What excitement? What's happening?
Well, Miss Peep's attorney brought up Tom's criminal past record of stealing livestock. It seems that Tom Piper's son, recently stole a pig and ran away.
Oh, dear me, he swiped a piggy. That's the crime. It is a piggy.
Be quiet, you're annoying.
The lawyer also mentioned a discovery of 4 and 20 blackbirds baked in a pie. And he's suggesting that Tom had something to do with that, too.
Who needs birds baked in the pie? You'll get feathers in your eye.
Shut up, Baba.
So, then what happened?
Well, he claimed he heard a report that the cow jumped over the moon. Well, you can imagine what an uproar that caused in the courtroom.
I'm sorry we missed that one. What else is happening?
Well, actually, it's all over but the verdict. The jury is out right now.
So there's really nothing else going on?
Nope.
Oh, Peter, we've got all this empty airtime to fill. Think of something. Quick.
Lucy, you've been covering court activities all week. I understand there's been a pretty full docket.
Oh, yes. Several. There's a Jack B. Nimble charged with arson. He's a preacher, and it seems that he burned down his church.
Why would he do that?
Oh, he claimed it was an accident. He said he tried to jump over the candlestick, but he wasn't quick enough.
Ah, too bad. A parson charged with arson. A sinister minister. A pastor's disaster.
Now, stop that, Baba. And what is the next case, Lou?
Well, this one ought to perk up your interest. We have a guy charged with harassment.
Who is the accused?
Georgie Porgy, also known as Put Pie.
What did he do?
4 girls claimed he kissed them and made them cry.
Well, I wouldn't cry if he kissed me. I think he's kind of cute.
Oh, Baba, you're so desperate. You even think that scarecrow Jack Sprat is cute?
Well, he is. He sort of reminds me of Peter.
Well, just a minute.
Hey! Do you people want to hear what's happening in the courtroom or not?
Oh, sorry. Go on, Lucy.
Well, we've got another guy brought in for indecent exposure. He's a Mr. Winky.
What's his first name?
Wee Willie.
What did he do?
He wandered up and down the streets all over town, wearing nothing but a nightgown.
A nightgown?
Red flannel, I believe they said.
A bit drafty, I should think. The weather has been pretty cold.
Silly, chilly, willy. Lost my tail again.
I said stop that and put your tail back in.
Wait, wait. Late breaking news here. The jury has just come in with a verdict.
A decision has arisen.
Shush up, Alba. Lou, what was the verdict?
1 minute. 1 minute. This is a senior moment. Okay, not guilty. They say there was insufficient evidence.
But what about the missing livestock? The pig, the cow, the herd of sheep? And what about the blackbirds baked in a pie?
Well, they figured there was, they figured the thing about the cow jumping over the moon was just another government cover-up for another UFO sighting.
What about the missing sheep?
Well, they think if they're left alone, then they'll come home.
Dragging their tails behind them?
Why, yes. How did you know?
Oh, it's just a lucky guess.
Cool. Them pipers.
The pipers are...
Well, I'm set over my tail. Wait a minute. Then Piper's not a swiper. They've admitted he's acquitted.
Oh, Baba, shush up. You are so, so irritating.
Oh, hold on a minute. Tom seems to be making a statement. Let me see if I can catch what he's saying.
Don't be late. We hate to wait.
You have plucked my very last nerve. The next time you say something silly. Come in, Lou. What did Tom say?
Well, he said there's going to be a celebration dinner and everyone's invited.
What did he say was on the menu?
Well, there'll be roast pig, mutton stew, barbecue beef, and some kind of pie.
Sounds great. And you say everyone's invited?
That's right.
Okay, gang, let's go.
Wait a minute. Off we're signing, but we're not pining, nor are we whining.
Shut up, Baba.
We're dining. And maybe whining.
Shut up, Baba.
Shut up, Baba.
Stage crew deserves a hand, don't you?
For the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, I'm Dan Gould.